You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Tank is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's not getting a call back from a date he went on with Jenna. I love the fact that his name is Tank. Tank, is that your like real name or is that a nickname?
Yeah, no, Tank is my real name. My parents were in the military.
That's cool. Oh,
that is cool. It also could be a little intimidating, just saying.
It's been a weird day, but it's fine.
All right. Well, we're about to see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted by Jenna and maybe get you another date if you still want one. First, before we get into everything, how long has it been since you heard from her?
I feel like it's been about a week or week and a couple of days. Not that I'm counting the days, but I feel like it's been about 9 days. Yeah.
9 days. Okay. Not that I'm counting, but exactly 9 days.
Yeah. Sorry.
And in that time, how many times have you tried to reach out to her?
I did the thing where you wait like a couple days at first, and then it was like about 3 days, and then I tried the day after that, then I wanted to give it another day, and then I waited another day, and I still just haven't heard anything. I don't know what's going on.
Tell us about your date then.
Well, first it was great. You know, we met on Tinder and we took it to the next step. So we've been chatting on Snapchat for a while, like about a week, and you know, we just wanted to make sure that neither of us were crazy. And we decided to meet up and, you know, we exchanged pics of each other and so we could, you know, not be catfished, I guess. And it was great. It was really, really nice. We decided to meet up and we went to a coffee shop. You know, she, first of all, when I saw her, it was so great because she's more beautiful than the pictures were. You know, she's really, really beautiful. She's really nice and talkative and she kind of had everything. So I was really, really excited. Our plan was to, you know, have a cup of coffee, take a long walk throughout the city, and then have dinner. And we did the coffee, but then all of a sudden she was like, she said she had to be back. She had to go somewhere and come right back. And I was like, oh, okay. It'll probably be about like 10, 15 minutes or something like that. But I ended up waiting there for about an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah, it was like the length of a movie. So I was just, it was weird. But then she came back after the hour and a half.
For an hour and a half? You didn't question that?
I kind of did, but then I was like, I thought maybe something may have happened. Maybe she got hurt or something. So I just wanted to, you know, who knows, you know? So I waited and then she came back and then we went to dinner. And the date kind of continued, but that's the thing. The date continued and the dinner was good. You know, we even kissed at the end. It was great. So now I'm like, well, I don't really know what happened.
When she came back, did she say anything of why she was gone for an hour and a half?
Yeah. Did she tell you where she was?
I asked her and she said she just had a bunch of stuff to handle and things kind of got on top of each other. And
okay.
She's kind of apologetic about it, but you know, she seemed earnest, and I was just like, well, I guess it must be something really personal, so she would tell me if she really needed to tell me, but
okay. Straight up.
I'm a little concerned.
She took a recess. A long one. Errands. Oh, Tank, bless you. That's really nice of you to be patient like that. I'm sure she appreciated it, but also, what?
I'm surprised you were there. Like, still there.
Isn't that kind of flaggy to you, Tank?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I didn't feel great about it, but I mean, then she came back, and like I said, the date went really good after that, with the kiss and everything.
Okay.
I mean, the absence in the middle was, that was weird, but yeah, I mean, I still want to see her. I mean, the date was great.
Okay. So you want to at least give it another shot?
I'd like to. I mean, yeah, it was weird that she took off.
Maybe she wanted you to, maybe it was like a game. She wanted to see if you would leave.
Yeah, I don't know. You sound really sweet, so I don't know that you did anything, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
We'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Tank is on the phone and he is getting ghosted by Jenna, so we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she is ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But before we call her, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Jenna?
All right, cool. So Jenna and I met on Tinder. We upgraded to Snapchat and like kind of got to know each other a little bit better. And then we went out and had a coffee date where we were going to have a nice little walk afterwards and then go to dinner. And then right after the coffee, Jenna disappeared for about an hour and a half. And then she came back and then we resumed the date and it was great. Like, we had a really nice time and I really want to go out with her again. But I it was kind of weird that she took off for like the length of a movie and I don't know what happened. And I asked her and she didn't really divulge anything. So I was like, what's going on?
Well, you ready for us to call her?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jenna, please?
Yeah, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show that's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jenna. The show's here, too. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you listen to the show at all?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if you listen to the First Date Follow-Ups at all, but that's a segment we do where if you're ghosting somebody, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got an email from somebody about you saying that you're ghosting them.
Oh, my God.
Do you know who that would be?
Maybe.
Want to take a shot?
Is it Tank?
Yes, it is Tank.
Oh, boy.
And he told us about your date, and he says he cannot figure out why you're not calling him back. Would you mind telling us?
Yeah. When we were on the date, I kind of, like, left the table for a while, and I just didn't really love how he handled it when I got back. Like, to be honest, me leaving and coming back was a bit of a test, and I took that time to quickly go, like, grab a little something to eat so I wouldn't eat too much on the date itself. But, like, the whole point of it was to really see, you know, if he would stick around or if he'd kind of correct the behavior when I came back and, like, you know, would speak up. And he didn't. He really just acted like it was no big deal. And I was kind of disappointed. I was really hoping he would kind of, you know, man up and tell me that he didn't appreciate it.
Wait, is this something that you do regularly?
I mean, I don't know if I would say regularly, but, you know, I liked him and I feel like I don't have time to waste. So I just want to see from the very beginning if, like, these are people when I'm on dates, if they're people that I could actually build something with, you know?
So if you like somebody and you think there's a potential long-term thing, it's a red flag for you if they don't call you out on leaving them somewhere for a long time?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to push over.
Okay. We talked to him about the date and he told us that you left for a while. And I said he was very patient. And then I also was joking about it. I was like, maybe she was testing you, but you actually were.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I do have a lot of questions, but I'll just leave that there for right now.
Thank you for being honest with us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Also, I don't know if you remember or not, but the First Date Follow-Ups, the person that wanted us to call you is on the phone. So Tank is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hi. Dylan. I mean, it's interesting. Interesting point of view. I don't know. I guess if you wanted me to man up, I understand that, but I mean, I don't know. My parents are, like, really aggressive and stuff. So I just kind of, like, if someone wants to do something, I think they have the right to do it. But I mean, I don't know. I didn't want to get in your face about it. Jenna, like, what exactly did you want me to do?
I guess I really would have liked you to just say something and be like, you are such a great guy and, you know, like, wanting to give me that time. But even if you just had been like, hey, is everything cool? Like, you were gone a while. You just didn't even, like, bring up the elephant in the room. You just kind of acted like nothing really, you know, out of the ordinary happened. And we just kind of kept going about the date. And I don't know, that was just a little odd to me.
He's trying to be nice.
You guys just met.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember being like, was everything okay? Is everything all right? And you were like, yeah, it's fine. Like, you kind of brush off. So I was like, oh, well, something important must have happened. Let me not press because, you know, I was trying to make a good first impression on you.
I appreciate that.
But he didn't pass the test?
Not entirely. I don't know. I guess it did come off a little bit as, like, pushover-y and, I mean, your name's Tank. Like, you shouldn't be movable. I shouldn't be able to push you over.
The lodge
is a gentle tank, you know?
I guess so, yeah. It's like a toy.
All right, well, I mean, I can show you that I can be like a tank. I am. Why don't we just do a second date, and I'll show you what you want. I mean, I totally can. No, wait. Jenna, you're going on a second date with me. That's it.
Whoa.
All right?
Whoa.
Wow.
Hello, Tank. Jenna, would you like to go that first there? Would you like to go on another date with Tank? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would. After that, I would definitely go on another date.
Good.
This makes me so sad.
I'm just confused.
I'm really sad.
Yeah, I mean, I like that energy. If you could, keep that up, Tank, that would be good.
You'll see. I will.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Have fun.
Well, hey, Tank, you got another date. Congratulations. And Jenna,
I can't.
Maybe, you know, you guys talked about an issue you had with Tank, and he's going to fix that for you and become the big firm Tank that you need him to be.
Right. Thanks, guys. All right.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.